Begin, guys. Okay. All right, we were in the midst of the sugya of the distinction in the Gemara, Adav Zayin and Aleph, as to whether Bir Rishon is Mutter on Shabbos and Mutter on Yom Tov. So we're focusing on the Shita today that was Mechalek, that Rav Papa said in the name of Rava, that Bir Rishon is Mutter on Yom Tov, and Bir Rishon on Shabbos is Aser. And the Gemara says the reason for that distinction is based on the principle called mitoch. And what mitoch means is that since it's mutter to do a malacha for food, since it's mutter to do a malacha for food, so we're allowed to do that same, a certain malacha for food. Let's say I'm allowed to carry foods, therefore I'm allowed to carry a machzor. We expand the ability to do the malacha on food, therefore I'm allowed to do it on a machzor. And we had a machlokas Rashi and Tosis yesterday. Rashi and Beis has been a Torah. You don't need a Tzorach Yom Ksas at all. We compared it to the din of Hafka or Hutra. And Tosis and Beis says, and our Tosa says, you need a Tzorach Yom Ksas. You definitely need a Tzorach Yom at a level of Midya Raisa. Everyone agrees you can't carry stones. You can't carry stones because it's Muksa according to Rashi. According to Tosis, you can't carry it Minat Torah because it's not a Tzorach Yom at all. Despite the fact that it's also muksa, it'll be a problem. We talk. So you have a fundamental machleik is Rashi and Tosfos as the scope of mitok. Is mitok like a hafkoeh, a hutra, where you don't need a tzorach yom, or do we say you need a tzorach yom ksas? Fundamental machleik is Rashi and Tosfos. I want to point out what is the makor of mitok. So the Shita Mekubetzes here in Ksubis on Dav Zayin quotes in the name of the Ravid that it says lachem. It says, "Achasher yechol chol nevesh lachem, mashm lakol tzar keichem." Mizeh yadinin dinin de mitoch. So you see that part of what the din of what the pasuk of mitoch also emanates from pasuk. It says, since it says lachem, mashm lakol tzar keichem, which means even mitoch. So if the makor of mitoch, the Shita Megubetzes says b'shem the Ravid, is also based on a pasuk b'feirish, and that's a very interesting. If we have time today. Maybe we'll get back to some other makoros, but I wanted to at least mention that from the very outset, the shittas arrived, that the makor of mitoch flows from the pasuk, as it says, "Dechsiv lachem mashm lakol tzarchechem achasher yechel chonevsh lachem." Right? Hu levado yasal lachem. Lachem means lakol tzarchechem. Included in that means mitoch. No, this is from the Raiva. I don't know if we'll get to the Uraim today. It's the Raiva. The Uraim is a different beer, okay? A different marker. But that's the first marker that I want to mention regarding this din of mitok. So we have this concept, halacha lemaisa, of ochel nefesh is mutter on Yom Tov, and the expansion that it's not just by food, but it applies, let's say, to carrying a machzor, okay? Our context, we used mitoch that you're allowed to make a chabura to shecht an animal. So you're allowed to also make a chabura during Bir Rishon. Bless you, Kibi. That's the usage of mitoch. Okay? Mitoch, since I'm allowed to shecht an animal for food on Yom Tov, which causes a chabura, I'm allowed to do Bir Rishon on Yom Tov, which also causes a chabura. That's what the Gemara said to say that on Yom Tov, Bir Rishon is mutter, and on Shabbos it's usher. Okay. Now, I want to just point out, also, we stressed this yesterday, the guys weren't in shir yesterday, please try to listen, but we said that this concept, this institution of mitoch, is a machlokas beishamai beisilov. Beishamai denies the concept of mitoch and beya yud beizim and aleph. He denies it completely. Beisilov has it, and we're assuming, of course, like beisilov, which we paskin like. So that's very important also to note. Now, there is a Ramban that I want to say over now, very critical also, before we start the Tais inside. The Ramban, in Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Zayin, it's also the Magid Mishnah, in Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph, and Hilchos Yom Tov, say as follows. The Torah assers what we say, a Meleches Avodah. There are certain malachas that are asr on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Those are malachas avoda. Malachas ochel nefesh is not called malachas avoda. It's called Meleches Hanah. Things that are done for food, like Bishul, is called Meleches Hanah. It's not called Meleches Avodah. So therefore, if you'd have asked me, Meir Simcha, on Yom Tif Lamaisa, the Torah says, Ach Asher Yechol Chol Nefesh Hu Levado Yaseh Lachem. The Ramban in the Magid Mishnah says, the Torah really doesn't need to matter Ochol Nefesh. Because Ochol Nefesh, by definition, is not called Meleches Avodah. So says the Ramban, I would have known Al Pisvara that Ochol Nefesh is Mutter. The only reason why the Torah had to write it is because the Pasuk says in Chag HaMatzos, in Shmos Pirach of Beis Pasuk Tet Zayin, Kol Melacha Lo Ye'aseh Behem. What does Kol Melacha mean, Daniel? Not just Meleches Avodah, but every Melacha, even Meleches Ochol Nefesh, I would think is Aser. Comes the Pasuk in Shmos Yud Beis Pasuk Tet Zayin, it says, don't Aser every Melacha. Don't Aser Meleches Avodah. And also Meleches Ochol Nefesh, because Meleches Ochol Nefesh is Mutter. Ach Asher Ye'achol Ochol Nefesh Hu Li'avodah Ye'aseh Lachem. That's the Pshat Lamais in the Pasuk to Matar Ochol Nefesh. But the Ramban says, Al Pisvor, Ochol Nefesh, I never would have asked, because it's not called Meleches Avodah. Meleches Avodah is working Lamais in the fields, or writing, or things of that sort. But anything that's associated with food, I would think is not a problem. It's Meleches Avodah, is what the Torah asks on Yom Tov, right? But on Meleches Ochol Nefesh is Mutar Al Pisvor. You know why I would have thought to asser it? Because kol malacha asura filu malacha shena malacha shena malacha savoda. Every malacha I would think is asur, halacha lamaisa nyantif, even if it's not malacha savoda. Therefore the Torah has to say, ach asher yechol, it's the very next pasuk, right? It's the very same pasuk. Ach asher yechol kol nefshu levo yaseh is the end of the pasuk of what? Right, Nisano? Isn't that the end of the pasuk? Kol malacha lo yaseh behem. Ach asher yechol kol nefshu levo yaseh lachem, correct? Isn't that the second part of the puzzle, or it's the opposite?
I think it's the second part.
That's the second part. The first part was, though, we'll reach over your mashvi.
What's the whole pasuk? Read the whole pasuk.
I gotta check my belief.
The whole pasuk is what? So Achashir Yochel Nefesh is after Kol Malacha, right? So Kol Malacha would answer everything. So that's the svar of the Ramban. That's what the Ramban wants to say. Okay, that's the Chiddush of the Ramban. I want you to get this. Very important. And that's what he says regarding Ochol Nefesh. Now, on Shabbos, everything's Aser on Shabbos. Meleches Avodah, Meleches Ochol Nefesh, Bishul's Aser on Shabbos. But I'm talking within Yontif, you would have thought it's not an Iser. Memeila, this brings us, I want to get to this. Let's point this out. That the truth is, there is Yerushalmi that I gave you, that Tosis in Meseches Be'ah, on Gimel Amud Aleph quotes. It's a Yerushalmi and Be'ah Perek Alpha Lach Yud that Tosus quotes in Gimel Aleph and the Dibasku Gzeirah. That the halacha is that Achashir Yechol Chol Nefesh, the Yerushalmi has a drasha that works as follows, that it says, Milisha Ve'elach. Milisha Ve'elach. If you look in the Mishnah, that find Gimel Amud Aleph, there are 39 halachas. The first 11 are steps that are needed to make bread, called Sidur Depas. And the heter of Ochol Nefesh only consists from kneading onward, kneading and baking. Okay? So if I ask you, are you allowed to pluck an orange off a tree on what? On Yom Tov. That's Kotzer. Kotzer is earlier on the list. So that's Aser. Al Pi Halacha, it's Aser. And I thank you, Avram, for bringing the Shulchan Aruch. It says, Beferish, in Simit Tov Tzadi Hei Siv Beis, Ketziru Tchino Betziru Schita Betziru Afashim Melechus Ochol Nefesh, Asrum Chachamim. Okay? So that's a very big machloikis. So we say Milisha Ve'elech. Milisha Ve'elech is what's mutter on Yontif. Okay? So when you have the Heter of Ochol Nefesh, don't get out of hand with it. We see Milisha Ve'elech is mutter, and Lamaisa is mutter B'yomtif. Okay? Now, are the steps before Asr D'Yerais or Asr
M'D'Rabbanim? What's Lisha
mean? Lisha is kneading. Kneading. It's the step right before baking. Okay? So the truth of the matter is that an Issa D'Rabbanan or an Issa D'Yerais. So most, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Mechaber writes, it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. It's only Issa D'Rabbanan. The Mechaber writes, it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan. So we'll write.
Lisha's the tenth,
you know? So yeah, Lisha, the fi is after. You first knead and then you bake. Okay?
So the only baking is the only one that's allowed.
No, Lisha's mutter, Lisha V'Eilah. Lisha V'Eilah. So that's going to be mutter. Now everything else before it, dvarim shehem kodim, the malachas that are kodim, what's the din? Malachas shehem kodim, what's the din? So the Mechaber writes it's an issur d'rabbanan. Okay? However, most poskim cholek and say if you pluck the orange off the tree, the Mishabura says, most poskim, says harbe poskim, will say it's an issur d'raisa. So I want you to get that down regarding the scope of the heter of ochel nefesh an yontif. Okay? The scope of the heter is when you say milisha ve'eluch is mutter, but the steps before, and the Sharatzion points out here,
where is this?
In Simin Tuf Tzadi Hei Siv Beis. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Yud Gimel, based on this din. Okay? So Lamaisa, there are many, many poskim that will say it's an Issa D'Raisa, and not just an Issa D'Rabbanan. That's the Lashon that he says. Harbe poskim v'chokim sovrim lechas avoide. It will be an Issa Min HaTorah. Namely, the Ramban Poshib Shah will say it's an Issa D'Raisa. Industrial is Usher. Kitchen-oriented things will be Mutter and Yantar. The question is it Issa D'Raisa or Issa D'Rabbanan? Poshib Shah, according to the Ramban, will be an Issa D'Raisa. Okay? Because we'll view anything in the field as being more industrial, not kitchen-oriented. Even though I might put the orange right in my mouth. But it's not considered to be in the kitchen. So no matter what, you have this halacha milisha ve'eluch. Okay? So you have to know this malachas before will be the Rabbanan Raisa. So if I ask you on the Mechina, you're allowed to pluck an orange off a tree on Yontif, on Shabbos and Issa D'Raisa. On Yontif, it's also lesser. Because before Lisha on the steps, Lamaisa. Now, let's break this down even further before we get inside the Taisus. The Shitas HaRambam is fascinating when it comes to the Din of Bitoch. Okay? Basically, the Magen Mishnah writes as follows, and I want you to get this. The Magen Mishnah writes that it basically breaks down to three different levels of malachas.
Where is this?
The Magen Mishnah is on the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Dal Nichos Yomtiv. He writes there are three categories when it comes to this concept of Ochel Nefesh and Mitoch. Says the Magen Mishnah in the Rambam, he's being mazbed the Shittas of Rambam. Okay, the Rambam is unclear what he's saying. He delineates what the pshat in the Rambam is. A malacha that's not tzorach achila. A malacha that's not tzorach achila, like siva, and our weaving, and binyan, those things are asum in HaTorah. Even if you do them with tzorach achila. Malachas that are disconnected to achila. Malachas that are not tzorach achila. Malachas, this is the Ramam Shita Kefita Magen Mishnah. Malachas, Shehein, Mekushar, L'achila. Even if you would come up with a case, you do it L'achila. Those would be loka. That's an issur d'raisa. The examples I gave was like weaving, or writing, or weaving, or binyan. That's number one. Number two, on the other polar, are malachas that you do l'tzorach achila, like shchita and afia. Those, even if you do shalola ochlon, let's say you cook for a kusi, or you cook for what, l'tzorach ol, you are not loka. You are not loka. Okay? Mina toirat. Okay? You are not loka. So in other words, malachas that are shehein, ochel nefesh, lamaisa, eino loka. Even if you would do them for a goy. And I'm going to write down that there are three exceptions to the rule you're not allowed to cook for on yontif. Lachem, velo, la'akum. Lachem, velo, la'gavoa. You're not allowed to cook for the Beis HaMikdash. Lachem v'lo l'klovim. So let's say I cook for a non-Jew. Am I loka? No, I'm not loka. Because cooking in general is off the map, according to the Rambam. It's still awesome in the Rabbanon. Might be even in this essay. Lachem v'lo l'what? V'lo l'klovim. So that's the second category. First category are malachas that are totally not makushal achilim. Like weaving, like binyan. No matter what, even if I do them for food, I'm loka. The second level is the other polar. If I do the lochel nefesh, I'm never going to be loka. Even if I would what, do it for one of those three, I'm not loka. It would be usher, but I'm not loka. And what's the third category? Says the Magen Mishnah. The third category, says the Magen Mishnah, is Hotzah or Havara, which are not done Litzorach Achila. Hotzah or Havara, you're not Loke, Halacha L'mais, even though they're not done Litzorach Achila, you are not Loke. You are not Loke. So what's unique about these three, about this third level? Malachas Hotzah or Havara, Afa Pishenim Litzorach Achila, caring and burning. Even if they're not Litzorach Achila, you're not Loke, even if you do them Shalol Litzorach Achila. Okay? Even if you do them Shalol Litzorach Achila. And why is that so? Halacha L'maisa. Because of Mitoch. So that's the third level. The third level is Hotzah and Havara, which I'll make them Mutter based on Mitoch. Eino loke. You see, the second category is mutter straight up based on ochel nefesh. You don't need to come on to mitoch. The third category of hotzah and havara is mutter only because mitoch. I can kindle for food, therefore even if I kindle not for food, I won't be loke because of mitoch. The same thing when it comes to what to hotzah. That's how the Makin Mishnah breaks down the Shittas HaRambam. Okay? That's how the Magen Mishnah breaks down the Shita Sarama. And the truth of the matter is, he says, what's the Svara? That these two are unique. So he says, by Hotzah, Halacha L'maisa, because even Ochel Mashkin, Afa Pishi B'dvarim Acherim U'tarim Mishum Mitoch, right? He says, because Hotzah caring, Af Hipa Ochel Mashkin. You can talk about caring food. You can talk about caring drinks. Even though you can talk about other things, but I can say Mitoch. Mitoch fits by Hotzah. And he says, Havara, I don't necessarily burn food, right? Even though it's not Ochel and Mashkin, it's Mutter because Lo Savarish, Bechom Oshasech, Miyom HaShabbos, the Shabbos Udasser, HaVeYomtif, it's considered to be Mutter. So Havara and Hotzah are made Mutter based on the principle of Mitoch. And the truth of the matter is, it's very interesting. The Levush says, Hotzah and Havar is mutter mitam mitoch. Other malachas that are asa shalol litzarech, even if rub of them, it's tzarech achilu like shchita, lisha, ukedoyma, they're only mutter if you do them litzarech ochel nefesh. It's amazing. These malachas, I would have thought that this category is much better than number three. No? That's what I would have thought. It's always associated with ochel nefesh, even if you don't. Not necessarily. Hotzah and Havara will always be mutter mitam mitoch, and these two malachas over here, number two, the second category, is only mutter if you taka do them for ochel nefesh. Only if you taka do them, meaning that Levush writes halacha lamaisi. He wants to say that shchita and lisha, he says, are only going to be mutter if you do them letzorach ochel nefesh, which is a big chiddush, which is poshup shot against our Gemara, because our Gemara says mitoch even by what. Even by Shchita. And the Magen Mishnah says, all the malachas that rove with Letzorach Achila, like Shchita, they're mutter, even if you do them, Shalom Letzorach Ochel Nefesh. That's the Magen Mishnah, like our Gemara. The Levush is mamish against our Gemara. The Levush is the only two malachas that lend themselves to Mitoch, are what? Are Hotzah and Havara, Levush says. That's a Pella. Our Gemara used Mitoch by Chabura. So the Magen Mishnah is Cholik and the Levush. Okay? He says, only Rak Bezeh, do we say what? Rak bezed, do we say mitoch? Omri mitoch. Only by these two malachas. And the Magen Mishnah says that's ridiculous. Magen Mishnah says we won't limit mitoch only to those malachas.
How about the Levush read
tomorrow? I don't know. Very difficult, Levush. I don't know. Very, very difficult. Magen Mishnah says that it's mutter. Maybe we'll see when we get into the Gemara. I don't know if we'll get to it later, but it's very difficult at first glance. Magen Mishnah says, afilu. Afilu outside, afilu shar malachas, you'll be able to do it. So this is the chiddush that we have regarding what the institution of what? Institution of mitoch, and regarding what the heter of ochel nefesh, and we mentioned one makor already, okay? So we got this clear? Very important, it's a chiddush nifl of this what? This Magen Mishnah, how he breaks it down. Yes, go ahead, Tanil.
Two questions?
Yes.
Magen Mishnah says there's no difference between two and three? Like Havara and Hotzah are the same as like other malachas?
No, he says that the malachas that are ochel nefesh, right, like cooking,
right,
even if you would do that shalol l'shem cooking, it's okay.
Right, and
Not based on mitoch, just based that it's mutter on its own.
Havara and Otsar are based on mitoch?
Havara and Otsar will be mutter based on mitoch, correct.
And
So the Levush says that the only time you can say mitoch is by Otsar and Havara. So the Magen Mishnah is not true. Even other things you could also apply mitoch to as well. Okay? Like we have in our Gemara.
And if you say mitoch, can you do it lakom and leklavim also? Or
well, we're going to see in the Tosis. You can, but it won't make it mutter legamri. Okay? It'll get you out of Malkus, but it won't make you mutter legamri. Okay? Fine. Very good. That's Daniel. You had a kasha too. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to ask that. If
yes.
Ramban, is there a lashon of Melechus Avodah by Shabbos?
No. Everything's usher.
No, but does the Torah ever use a lashon of Melechus Avodah referring to Shabbos? Because if it does, you can say the same spot.
Yeah, no. He says the Pharisees is only for Yomtiv. For Yom Tov, because Bishul's Usher on Shabbos.
Right.
So he's saying it only the Chiddush Legabe Yom Tov. He's saying this Chiddush Legabe Yom Tov.
Right.
This din is...
I'm saying that his Svara wouldn't work.
Yeah, and he's saying he's more that this is only by Yom Tov. He says this Svara is only by Yom Tov. This Diuk in the Pasuk. This split in Melech Zavod and Melech Zochon Nefesh. Okay. Very good. So that's the din. Halacha L'maaseh. Again, as we said, we Usher it. Okay, also want to point out, let's get this before we begin the Tosis. We got to start the Tosis. Is that based on this in Simon Tov Kuf Yud Bey Sif Aleph? It is usher to invite a goy to your house on Yom Tov. A lot of guys don't know that it's mutter to invite a goy to your house on Shabbos because you can't cook anyway on Shabbos. But on Yom Tov, since you're allowed to cook, if you invite a goy, we're afraid you're going to make a dish specifically for the goy. That my wife will make a dish, let's say, specifically for a non-Jew. A big pot of some for, let's say, invite someone over, not a linebacker. So my wife will make a whole big dish for him. That's an Isser. And therefore, you can never invite a goy over for Yom Tov. For Shabbos, yes, because we're not worried about it. I can't cook anyway on Shabbos. You follow me? That's why in the Seder, you can't have a non-Jew for two reasons. One is the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal said, you can't have a goy partake of the Korban Pesach, number one. Right? And number two is, it's a Yom Tov, so you can't have a goy over on Yom Tov, Lamaisa. So there are two reasons. So that's the Shulchan Aruch says. Simen Tov Kuf Yud Bey Sif Aleph. Shema Yarva Bishviloi. Based on the Gemara. Okay? Perhaps you'll be making a dish specifically for him. There's a problem. Achem lo lakum. So this is, as an introduction, we have this din. Regarding what? Regarding this halacha. Okay? Regarding this halacha. Now the truth is,
decides he wants to convert.
And that might be different. I'm talking about a full-fledged goy.
Well, the Meshach is still a goy. He didn't do it pilah, milah.
Okay, that's a different thing, whether it's a half on this way. But I'm talking about a regular goy. Let's say an intermarried couple. Can you have them over for the Seder? One of the partners is a goy. You can't have them over. Two reasons. Okay? All right. Now, one more point we have to get to before we get to Tyson side. And that is a really a bam kasha of the Pnei Yoshua. What's the bam kasha of the Pnei Yoshua? The Pnei Yoshua asks, according to the Rambam, what do we learn in Perachas Halacha Zayin? What do we learn? What did the Rambam say the Issur Kabbalah is based on? You remember? We'll get to you in a sec, Donnie. What's the Issur Kabbalah based on? A told of what? Dosh, right? Now, Dosh on the list is what? Is before Elisha. So Dosh is not Mutar and Yom Tov. So how can our sugya say, Mitoch, you make a Chabura for what? For Ochel Nefesh, it's Mutter Bia Rishona, with a B'sul. The Rambam Paskins, all these Malachas in Perakaf, Chadalachay, are also in the Rabbanim, but still it's an Issa the Rabbanim. How do you say Mitoch Shehucha Chabur L'Tzorach? The Chabur is not Mutter L'Tzorach. It's on the list. It's earlier than Lisha. You hear the Kasha? How can Gemara say Mitoch Shehucha what? Mitoch Shehucha L'Tzorach, Hucha Namish Shelo L'Tzorach. It's not Mutter. Even though it's only Asim and Rabbanim, but it's not Mutter. Elisha Ve'elik. That's what Pnei Yoshua asks on the Rambam. It's a bomb kasha. According to the Rambam, what is Chabura? According to the Rambam, Chabura is a told of Dosh. Rambam says that here it's a told of Dosh. The Chabura is a told of Dosh. If it's a told of the Malach of Dosh, Dosh on the list is before Elisha. It shouldn't be Mutter and Yontif. So how do you read the whole Gemara? We asked on the Levush, he says, Mitoch only on Havar and Otsar. We have a Kasha. It's difficult. Now we're asking on the Rambam. Very difficult. So the Haflah wants to say, interesting answer, the Haflah wants to say that if you're chovel someone, you're chayv mishum mafarik, and shochet is chayv mishum mafarik. Everyone agrees, shchit is mutal ochel nefesh, right? I can eat steak on yontif, right? You don't have to look at the list of the 11. Shochet's much further on the list. So shochet is also what? Dosh. And therefore what? It's still mutter on yontif. So memeila, shchit is mutter tzorach nechol nefesh. That's what Rav Papi means. Mitok shehutrach haburu letzorach. Since shchit is mutter, you follow me? So to what? So to be a rishon is going to be mutter. Chabala, you're right, is a malach of what? Chabala is a malach of what? Dosh. So what? Shchita also, the blood coming out might be also dosh. But shchita, everyone agrees with on yontif. That there's nothing to talk about.
It's not really a dodge,
Lamaish, because when it says chabur, it meant shochto. Shchita is chutul tzorach ochel nefesh. No one denies that. Shochet is
tight.
I understand that. I understand that. But there is a type of what, Meir Simcha? There is a type of dosh that is definitely mutter. When we say dosh before the list, what do we mean? We mean agricultural, we mean real things that really plug into dosh. But I'll tell you a category of dosh that everyone agrees that it's mutter nutif. What category is that? Shchita. Shochet is chayav mishum mafarik. Because shochet is food. Anything that's food related is mutter. It's not on the list. The list is only agricultural. Nesada, the first 11, Donnie. Shochet's long on the list. That's for food, but that's mutter. You follow me? That's the four. You had a kashrut. You got it?
Yeah.
That's the pshat. Yes, Daniel.
Who's answered the Haflah?
That's the Haflah says.
So according to Haflah, then how would the Rambam explain the Gemara that says shochet mishomai? According to the Rambam, then the Gemara would have to say shochet mishum dosh.
That's the Minchas Chinuch has that kasha. Is shochet because of Netilus Neshama or is it because of Tzviya?
Right.
What's Netilus Neshama? Netilus Neshama is because of Mepharik. You're killing the blood because the blood separates because of Mepharik. Maybe you can read it into the Gemara.
So then according to the Rambam, why do you need the same halacha listed twice?
So Minchas Chinuch has this kasha. I don't remember the Torah. We got to look up the Torah. Minchas Chinuch has that kasha. Minchasuni has this kasha, but Labaisa, Shoich is chlor according to everyone's mutanyotiv. We have to look. The Minchasuni has that kasha. Similarly, what we read, all those Gemaras, Labaisa. How he gives that teretz, Labaisa. I don't remember how he answers that kasha. We have to look. Haflah gave this teretz. Okay. So we got this chlor. All right, very good. So that's the pshat, Labaisa, the introduction we have of Mitoch. Let's get to now Daniel. Let's look in the Tais inside. Let's go, guys. Zayin and Araf, let's look inside. Okay, go ahead. Let's see, Daniel. Go ahead. No, ubilvad. You need hanos hayom, like we said. Go ahead. You have to fulfill a mitzvah nantif. Kahi. That's a tremendous chiddush. That's a tremendous chiddush, no? What is a tremendous chiddush, what I'm saying? Tosa says, in order to say mitoch, what do you need? You need tzorach hayom ksas, or you need kiyum a mitzvah. Even a mitzvah midrabonon. Where mitzvah midrabonon? Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is a mitzvah midrabonon. Let's get it down. Kriyas HaTorah, we assume Ezra made a takana. Moshe Rabbeinu made the original takana of Kriyas HaTorah, but Ezra made a takana that we have to do it, you know, Monday, Thursday. But in general, we assume Kriyas HaTorah is a takanas chachamim. I'm going to give you four exceptions where Kriyas HaTorah is deraita, so get them down. Okay? Number one, Zohar. The Rosh says in Brachas that Zohar is deraita. Number two, the Tosa Rosh says Parshas Par is deraita. In Brachas Daf Yigimel. Number three, the Rashba in Brachas Daf Yud Gimel quotes a Rashi, which we don't have on Shas, that says all the Arba Parshas are D'oraisa. And number four, the Ramban, Allah Torah and the Briskas like this Ramban, that all Kriyas HaTorah on Yontif is D'oraisa, from the Din Mikroi Kodesh. Call out to Hashem that it's Kodesh this day. How do you do that through Kriyas HaTorah? So there are four exceptions to the rule that Kriyas HaTorah is D'oraisa. But normally Kriyas HaTorah is Midrabanan. So it's Mechudish.
So,
So it's mechudish. What'd you say?
According to that Ramban, there's no chiddush here.
No. I'm just saying that Kriyas HaTorah in general is the Rabbanan.
Right.
Kriyas HaTorah in general is the Rabbanan.
This would be Mikra HaKodesh.
You mean because the Kriyas HaTorah Lamaisa, obviously you're doing it on Yontif, you're saying. Okay, good, could be. Maybe Mincha is not. Maybe Mincha not Lamaisa. Because Mincha, let's say on Shabbos, I'll give you, Tosas doesn't just mean for Yontif. It's a good point, Daniel. Let's say it's Yontif, Shechalios, for Shabbos, let's say for Mincha. You know what I'm saying? That there's no Kiyum of Mikra Kodesh, because that's the regular Kriyas HaTorah of Ezra, right?
Yeah.
It's a good point you make. But what I want to bring out here, that you see that Tzorach HaYom means includes even a mitzvah in the Rabbanan. If I'm not mistaken, okay, and I'll bring it in tomorrow, Blinetter, the Shagas Aryeh writes, let's get it down, okay, that a mitzvah in the Rabbanan is not enough to do mitoch. And the Sefer Melecha Shlomo asks on the Shagas Aryeh from our Tosis. Our Tosis says, Kriyas HaTorah. The Gemara says, Lo as a Sefer Torah, there was just a rabbi, right? Lo as a Sefer Torah, I guess you can make it a Kimta, Lamaisa. Guess you can make it a Kimta to say, but the Pashtus is, as I was saying, is that even it's a mitzvah in the Rabbanah. But I want you to know the exception. So you see the Pashtus is that a mitzvah in the Rabbanah. So we have to check on the Uraim, Lamaisa, and also the sheep to tomorrow of who? Of this Melechah Shlomo, I believe it's asking on the Shargi Sarya.
Who quoted that Rashi that we don't have? But it's on
the Rashbah and Brachas Daf Yud Gimel and Aleph, Kibi. Okay? Yes, Danny, go ahead.
Is it possible to say this is referring to Talmud Torah, which may be the Raisa?
Hard to say, because the Lashon of the Mishnah is Sefer Torah L'Rishis HaRabim. You know what I mean?
Didn't they used to like learn out of
yeah, it could be. Maybe. It's possible. We have to bring in Rav Scheinberg, Zichut Tzadik LeBroch, has an answer to this kasha. So we'll bring it in, Blinetta, for tomorrow. Maybe he says like you're saying. I don't remember, Donnie. Very good. So we have to look. We have to check on the Minchas Chinuch. We have three things to check. Okay, good. Excellent. Could be, Donnie. But Lamaisa, that's the first harem. So what's the Chiddush, Donnie? Daniel? In order to say Mitoch, you need what? Tzorach HaYom, in the midst of your eyes. Certainly fulfills that. Even in the midst of the Rabbanu, we're being Medayik.
Right.
You got me? Go ahead. Period. What about carrying stones? Are you allowed to carry stones outside in Yontif? According to Rashi, are you allowed to? No, because of what? Muksa. But Alts Mitoch, Mitoch is good even if there's no Tzorach HaYom, according to Rashi. Minatorah it's mutter. Carrying stones in Yontif is only Nisid Rabbanu Muksa. According to Tosos, what's the din? You need a Tzorach HaYom. Otherwise, you're Chayiv. And we're going to see Viter and Tosos, and I want you to get it down. That there is an Isser Hotza on Yontif. Tosus assumes, and it says in the Shulchan Aruch, we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says, in Simin Tov Kuf Yud Ches, that there's an Isser Hotza. You're not allowed to carry things of unnecessary things on Yontif. It's an Isser Hotza. Lamaisa, if something is of purpose, then it's mutter. But normally, Lamaisa, there is no problem. Normally, there is no problem if there's a purpose, but if there's no purpose to your caring, it's mamish aser, halacha lamaisa. And that's what the Ramah says. That's what the Ramah says in Simin Tov Kuf Yud Ches. Okay? So what I want to bring out here is that when he says the mechayiv, he means the real thing. You're going to be chayiv. Okay? Now, are you going to be loka or not? Lamaisa, you might be loka. You might be loka if you carry something for no purpose at all. Unless you say lamaisa, unless you say that the mitoch gets you out of the malchus. Okay? Which is the Pashtus. That's what I want to suggest, okay? When he says the Mechayiv, I want you guys to note this, and this is a very Meduyuk Tosos. When he says the Mechayiv, I don't think Meir Simcha means Malkus, okay? Because Tosos is going to say, Halach Lamaisa, in order to say the Mitoch, you need what? You need a Ksas Sorach Hayom. If you don't have a Ksas Sorach Hayom, then you cannot say Mitoch. So here when he says the Mechayiv, it's going to be what? It's going to be Lokit. You're going to be Chayiv. So I want you to get this down. Carrying stones on Yontif. What's the din? According to Rashi, it's an Issid Rabbanu Muksha. According to Tosis, Issid the Arisa of Hotzah, and you must stomach, you would be loke. Because you cannot say Mitoch. Meir Simchit. The Chosin. You cannot say Mitoch. You got me? Unique Sak, Tzorach Hayom, and 11 the Arisa. Okay? We have to do a record for you then, Shir. You follow me? Let's go. Machloikis Rashi Tosis. Meir Simchit got engaged. So we have to do a record for him. Go ahead. You got this, Chlor? So the Mechayiv means loke. Avram. It means loke. Okay? Go ahead.
All right. The Mechayiv means
No, it's Mechayev, period. Go ahead, next line. If someone bakes on Yonta for the weekday, there is a machloikis im sachem mem velvam bezatin Rav Chista and Rabba. Rav Chista says you're loka, Rabba says you're not. Why does Rabba say you're not? Because of hoyel. What's the institution of hoyel? What's the institution of hoyel? How is hoyel different than mitoch? Mitoch is when you do a malacha, I carry food. Therefore, I can carry my machzor. You expand the pool of carrying from food to a machzor. Hoyel is baking itself. And what is the baking itself? What is the baking itself? The baking itself that since my wife bakes 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Yom Tov, a batch of cookies, everyone's full. Why are they going to eat it? Because the guys might barge in and want to have them. So therefore, since guests can come in, it's okay. Tosis says I'm sucking them vav and bez. If she bakes 2 seconds before Shkia, you can't say hol, because the guys aren't going to barge in 2 seconds before. Yom Tov's already over. So in that case, you'd be like it.
What's the shear of that?
Tosis says right before Shkia. Somel Shkia Sachama. Okay, and the amount of time that a guy would come in and eat it all up. So Rav Chista holds like it. Go ahead, Daniel. Va'ofim Yom Tov l'chol.
Right.
Yeah, read va'ofim Yom Tov l'chol. Oh, he doesn't hold the hoyel. Shkoyach, he doesn't hold the hoyel. But maybe he holds a mitoch. What is mitoch? Mitoch that what? Then I'm allowed to cook and bake for Yontif. Let me cook also for Chol. That's using mitoch in a very, very esoteric way. Usually we said mitoch is what? You carry the food. Since you carry the food, you can also what? Carry the machzor. Here I'm expanding what the notion of mitoch from what? From a situation where it's what? Where it's needed today. Since it's needed today, let it also be needed when it's not needed today. You follow me? It's a nuance in Tosis. I don't want you to skip it. Since I'm allowed to bake Litzarech Hayom, I'm also should be allowed to bake Shalom Litzarech. Why does Rav Chista say Loka? Must be that you don't say mitoch when it's what? Must be the only time you talk when it's what? You got to get this line. When it's shalom, it's sarach klal. What's Tosa's theory? You only see me talk when it's sarach hayom. When there's a sarach hayom or a mitzvah. You follow me, Kibi? There's a lot of lines within this slides of Tosis. You got me? He doesn't hold a hole. Shkoch, he doesn't hold a hole. But you know what? Let him hold me talk that since I'm allowed to bake Litzarech Hayom, let me talk also I'm allowed to bake Litzarech Hayom. Let me bake Shalom Litzarech Hayom. Meir Simcha. Expand the concept of talk. You follow me? What's the Teretz? The Teretz is Tosis. We don't say talk when it's Shalom Litzarech Hayom at all. Daniel, you got that? That's the Chiddush of Tosis. That's what he means in this line. Okay? Daniel, did you got that? He's using talk. Usually talk is expanding the Pu'ula from carrying food to carrying a machzor. Here, what are we saying? Mitoch, I'm allowed to bake Litzarech Hayom. I'm also allowed to bake what? Shalom Litzarech Hayom. That's ridiculous, Tyson says. You can't say Mitoch Shalom Litzarech Hayom. Steven, is that you? Steven? What's your first
name?
Yaakov, you got this? You got this tomorrow? That's what we're saying. Va'ofen miyamtif lechol. L'Rav Chista says loke because he doesn't hold a hoyle. But maybe he holds of what? Maybe he holds of Mitoch. You can't say mitoch when it's shalom litzarech hayom at all. Okay? There are two different institutions, hoyel and mitoch. Mitoch is expanding the pu'ula from food to a matzah or from a tzarech to something where there's no tzarech. And I cannot do that, Lamaisa says Tosis. We don't say a mitoch when there's no tzarech hayom. Yes?
So hoyel is doing a different malacha for the same object?
Hoyel is ofa miyanta flechol. I'm baking it for chol. Okay? But if I don't hold a hoyle, but I still should hold a mitoch, you follow me? I cannot say mitoch because we never say mitoch in that manner. Okay, you got it? Yeah, go ahead, Daniel.
Does the hoyle concept always work for anybody, even someone who's not expecting anyone?
Yes. Always possible someone might barge in. Correct.
And even in nowadays, like, who's going
to... Yeah, we usually pass like Rabba. There is a Beis Yosef, the Pasuk of Chista. But we usually assume like Rabba. We hold a hoyle. Yes. We hold the hoyle to get out of the Araisa. And this is what Avram asked me. So what's the purpose in Erev Tavshilin? Erev Tavshilin, Thursday, Friday, Yontif goes into Shabbos. So Midrabanan, Lomai said, looks bad. Hoyle gets you out of the Oraisa. There are two ways to get out of the Oraisa of cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Either you sell hold of Hoyle, or either you hold of Tzorkei Shabbos Nasin B'Yom Tov. There's two svaras the Gemara gives why there's no problem in a Torah to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. But min Rabbanan, it looks bad. The Gemara says in Be'ah. So Erev Tavshila means I cook some fish and kefilta, matzah and kefilta fish or egg salad on Wednesday, and therefore I view it as if I started the meal from Chol and I'm continuing from what I started on Chol all the way into Shabbos. So that gets out of that problem. But that gets out of a Derabanan problem, Erev Tavshila. Minat Torah, there's no problem either because of Hoyol, like Rabbah, or because of Rav Chisda, Tzorkei Shabbos are Nasan B'Yomtiv. Okay? Tzorkei Shabbos are Nasan B'Yomtiv because of Kedusha Achasi. The Baal HaMor has a line like that in Psochem. Rashi says it. That Shabbos and Yom Tov form Kedusha Achasi, so Tzorkei Shabbos are Nasan B'Yomtiv. So I want you to get that. Erev Tavshil won't take care of the Rabbanan. On the Diraisa, there's no problem. Donnie, you had a Kasha?
No.
You got this Kordes line? You can't skip that line like that.
Why did they establish that it's the Rabbanan?
Because it looks bad, Lamais. It looks bad. You're giving more. You're giving the Gemara and Beah, Tetzayin and Beis. The Gemara. The Gemara and Beah, Tetzayin gives you a few different reasons why you need Erev Tavshil. One of them is it looks bad. You want to make sure that you're not focusing on Yom Tov as opposed to Shabbos, Lamais. So the Gemara has a few reasons why. Okay, we got this clear? All right, good. Next line, Daniel. Go, let's go. Malay. Yes. What's the pshat here meaning, guys? Shchitas Olan, Daniel, is Nedova, is Mutter no Beisilo. Why? Why is Shchitas Olan Nedova Mutter no Beisilo? What does Shari mean, guys? I want you to get this down. Okay? You know what? You know what? There's two types of Olas. You can have Olas Nedova. And you can have a what? Olas Re'iyah. Now, Olas Re'iyah is a chiyuv on every Jew. The Thresh Losh Ragolim. Lo Yireh Panai Rekam. You can't come empty handed to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Gemara says, please get this down in Be'ah. The Gemara says in Be'ah, Andaf Yutesim and Aleph. Okay? Andaf Yutesim and Aleph. This goes up to, I don't know, Tetvav maybe. On Yutesim and Aleph, the Gemara has a special drasha that says, even though it says Lachem v'lola gavoa, Olas Re'iyah, according to Basila, is offered. The Olas Re'iyah is offered. Okay? The Gemara says in Be'ah, Adaf Yutesim et Aleph, let me read you the Lashon. It says, Amar Ula Machlokes B'Shalme Chagiga Lismoch, V'Olas Re'iyah Li Karev. The B'Shalme Sarva Chagosim Oso Chag Lashem, Chagiga In Olas Re'iyah Lo. And Olas Re'iyah is not offered according to Beis Shammai. Ubeis Hillel Savri Lashem, Kol De Lashem. So please get that down. Beis Hillel allows Olas Re'iyah, even though it says Lachem V'Lola Gavoa, this is a special pasuk that overrides that. So we allow Olas Re'iyah. What about Olas Nedava? We assume Ein Nedarim V'Nedavas Nekraven B'Yom Tov. You cannot offer Korbanos on Yom Tov, voluntary Korbanos. Everyone agrees. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that Ein Nedarim V'Nedavas are a Kraven B'Yom Tov. Everyone agrees to that, Daniel. Even Beis Hillel. So what does Tosfos mean when he says Shari? What does Tosfos mean when he says Shari, the word Shari? What does Shari mean? You're allowed to Shechti, you don't get Malkus, but it's still Usser. There's still an Isser Eset. The reason why it's mutter is because Ochel Nefesh is what? Mutter on Yom Tov. Based on Mitoch, it gets you out of the Malkus. Because where's the Tzorach Hayom? You don't want your table full and Hashem's table what? Usser. So that makes it a Tzorach Hayom, but it's still Usser. You follow me? So that's what I pointed out in Seder to a few guys. To kibi Shari means to get out of Malkus. That's what the word Shari means. A little difficult, I grant you, but that's what it means. Shari means you get out of Malkus, but it's not mutter. Nedarim and Nedavas are Usser on Yom Tov. Olas Nedava. That's what the top Tosfos says in the Beis HaMan Alephir. In Be'ah. Everyone holds in Nedarim and Nedavas ain't created by Yom Tov. Even according to Beis Hillel. The difference is, according to Beis Hillel, you're not like it. According to Beis Shammai, you're like it, because Beis Shammai doesn't hold a Mitoch. Beis Shammai doesn't hold a Mitoch. Why don't you just say Hadrina Li Surakama? What did we say yesterday Hadrina Li Surakama meant? That you go back to the original Isser Lotasa Kamalacha. That we don't do. You go back only to Nisar Essay. So we got this whole shtickle turn of what I just said. Again, please don't get it. Don't get me wrong. Olas Re'iyah is a chiyuv. Beis Hillel allows it. Beis Shammai doesn't allow it. Gemara and Beis Yudtesim and Aleph. That's mutter. How's it mutter, Daniel? It says lachem lo lagavah. That overrides lachem lo lagavah. But Nedarim and Nedavis are a problem. Nedarim and Nedavis are a problem on Yontif. Why are they a problem? Why are they a problem? Lachem v'lo l'gavoa. So why aren't you loka? Because we hold a mitoch. And the svar is that I don't want to feel bad that my table's full and Hashem's not. So mitoch gets you out of what, Malchus? Why don't you go back to the Yisr, though? Because we don't have Drinan l'Yisrurukam. We don't go back to the original Lav. Because Alfa Nefesh is mutter and Yontif. There's an Yisr of lachem v'lo l'gavoa. But mitoch gets you out of the Malchus, it still remains Osir though. I want you guys to get this. Very important. Okay? The Shoshana Samekim holds, the Rambam holds that it will be like it in such a case, Pashim Shah. Ain't in Durham and the Dhamma's grave of Yom Tiv. But Lamais, okay, we don't have to get into that. We just assume, like the Tisus, it will be Osir. So what does the word Shari mean, Daniel? What does Shari mean? Without Malchus. Excellent. I want you guys to get that. Notice he said Olus Nedav. If he would have said Olus Re'iyah, then Lamais it's Munter. Now I was just thinking right now, how does Beishana read the Pasuk in Chumash Lo Yirei Panei Rakam? You can't be empty handed on Yontif. Beishana, which Korban does Beishana allow on Yontif? Beishana allows the Chagigah. The Chagigah. So the Korban Chagigah is brought. So that's how you get out of the problem. The question is, do you also bring an Olus Re'iyah? So let's get this clear. Nachamol. Olus Re'iyah, is it mutter or not? Everyone agrees the Chagigah is offered at Yontif. What about Olus Re'iyah? It's totally burnt up. Beis Shammai says, no way. Beis Hillel says, yes, because it says Lashem, Kol Lashem, that trumps Lachem V'lo Gavoa. Our Tosfos says Olus Nedava, which is a Korban what? Which is a voluntary Korban. And we know that Beis Hillel agrees with Beis Shammai and Darman and Nervis Kov B'Yontif. So what is Tosfos talking about? You're not loke. Beis Shammai says you're loke. That's why the Gemara says you base him out. Shochet Olus Nedav is loke. That's according to Beis Shammai, not according to Beis Hillel. Loke is Beis Shammai. Not loke is Beis Hillel, but it's still usher. So when the word shari appears in Tosis, it means you're not chayav malchus. Everyone got that clear? And the usage of mitochas because of the tzarachim, I don't want to feel bad that Hashem's what? Table's empty. Okay, clear? Daniel, you got it? Mike, Donnie, clear? You see, you can just skim right over that. I worked very hard on that with that shari. Thinking to myself, what's going on here? It's not shari. It's the shari out the Malchus. It's a strange lashon, I grant you. I looked in Tosfos Rosh. Tosfos Rosh didn't have a comment. We looked. Go ahead now, Daniel. Viper. What happens if you find chametz in your house?
Right.
Damrinan? Oh, what's all luck if you find chametz on your house in Pesach? You have to take a kli, invert the kli, and cover up the cup with cover the chametz with a cup, so you won't come to eat it. Why can't you burn it? Because of mitoch. It's a mitzvah. You're allowed to burn, cook for food. You're allowed to kindle for food. Let me kindle to fulfill the burning of chametz. Reb Yudas is angry at chametz al sreifa. Go ahead. Hainu. Ah, it's asur min rabbanan because of muksa. The asur. Now, why is it, what's muksa asurin, guys? What's muksa asurin? You're not allowed to move muksa. You're allowed to touch muksa. That's why the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to touch an egg. Because when you touch an egg, it moves. Right? They used to have these toys when I was a kid called Weebles Wobble, but they don't fall down. You touch an egg, it moves. That's why you can't touch an egg. But if you could touch an item without moving it, there's no Isser in Muksa. Muksa, the Isser is moving it. So I was thinking and said, why can't you burn the chametz? You don't have to move it. So Avram said, you burn the chametz in your house, you'll burn your house down. He's right. Avram's saying good. So obviously you're going to have to take the chametz out of your house. And what did the Kesef Mishnah add on from the Rabbeinu Manoach? Let's get it down in our notes. While I'm taking it out, why is it not okay? What was his lashon? Because I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah of burning it while I'm taking it out. Right? Where was it in the Chametz or Matzah? Thank you very much. Perikim Olachachas, he says, V'arabbeinu Manoach tirtz lo sharin lo tatum shum d'idnim et tatalei lo mekayim et tashbisu. You're not fulfilling tashbisu when you're moving it. So we're going to get back to that Kesef Mishnah B'Nev. But that point's very important. So the only reason why you're not allowed to burn it is because we're a Rabbanan Muksa. Go ahead, Aval. Go ahead, Daniel. Don't tell me you're mavatal bepeh. You did tashpisu. You mavatal said kochamira, and therefore it's only a mitzvah midrabanan. Go ahead. There's still a mitzvah midrabanan to burn, and we just learned earlier that a mitzvah midrabanan is enough to what? Our diuk from Kriyas HaTorah is enough to make the din of mital. Go ahead. Heicha. Yeah, mitzvah Rabbana makes it, so it's a great. So why this tais is beautiful? So that's why you got to invert the cup, because only because of mitzvah, because of muksa. Okay, we got that clear. So up till now, let's summarize the taisis. How do you summarize the taisis in 10 seconds, 12, 15 seconds? Taisis says the only time you say mitzvah according to mitzvah is when you have tzorchei yom ksas. Correct, and we're medayik even if it's a mitzvah the Rabbana. Yes. Then he points out, Ofim Yontif L'chol, according to Rav Chisda, is loka, because why? He doesn't hold the hoil. You don't hold the hoil, shkoyach, but maybe you hold the mitoch. Mitoch that's mutter to bake hayom, it should be mutter to bake if there's no tzorach hayom. Must be, you don't say mitoch when it's tzorach hayom. Then what did he say? Why is it Ofim Yontif, why is Shochet Olus Nadava no Malkus? According to Mesil, it's Aser, but it's no Malkus because of what? Mitoch. Where's the mitoch? I don't want Hashem's table empty when my what? I mean, his bag should be empty when my table's full. That allows you to invoke mitoch, and therefore gets you out of the malchus, but it's still lost, as we pointed out. Now we get to the case of covering up the chametz. Why can't you burn the chametz? Say mitoch, because it's muksa. Okay? Comes along Rebbe Chanan. Let's get it down, guys. Rebbe Chanan in the Shkobet Shirim Osir Dalet, Meir Simcha, Frech Tekashim. He says, why aren't you allowed to burn kachim on Yontif? Because you can do it tomorrow. There's no need to do it today. Chametz, lomaisa, every second you're over by your Rabbi Amatze. Every second you're over by your Rabbi Amatze. So according to Tosus, you should be able to what? You should be able to burn the chametz because of mitoch. There's just a side problem because it's muksa, right? That's what our Tosus said. Minat Torah, you should be able to burn this chametz because why? Because of mitoch, there's a tzarach hayom. Every second you're over, right? By your own, by a matzah. Just been rabbanan, I don't allow it because of what? Because of muksa, right? Frek Rebbe Chanan says against the Tosim Sachim. Tosim Sachim Chav Tesim and Beis writes, get it down. If you're masha chametz amanas lavara, if you purposely leave chametz in your house to burn it, and I'll burn it tomorrow, I just can't do it today, I'm not over by Rabbi Amatzah. That Tosis has such a chiddush. If you're Masha Chametz Amanas Lavaro, you're not over by Rabbi Amatzah. You don't transgress the Yisra by Rabbi Amatzah. If you leave over Chametz Amanas Lavaro. That's what Tosis says. Tremendous chiddush. So, Rebbe Chanan says, how does that Tosis square with our Tosis? And Rebbe Chanan is trying to put the two Tosis together. Now, Nochem and Avraham point out and say there beautifully, maybe our Tosis is cholik on that chiddush. Could be. Rebbe Chanan didn't want to make them cholik on one another. Okay? Rebbe Chanan said, if our Tosos holds like that Tosos, what are you worried about? What are you worried about? And therefore what? According to Tosos, if you're Masha Chametz Amnas Lavaro, you're not over what? By Rabbi Matzah. And therefore I could burn it what? I could burn it tomorrow. And if I can burn it tomorrow, then why does Tosos say it's a Tzorach Hayom? Again, please get this. Tosis says, theoretically, on a D'oraisa level, this is called mitoch. Because there's a tzorach hayom. Why is there a tzorach hayom? Because I'm over every second. The reason why I can't do it is a side problem that Rabbanan muksa. Says, Rebbe Chanan, what are you talking about? Why am I over every second? If I'm masha chametz amas lavara, I'm not over by Rabbi Amatzeh. So how could Tosis say I would have utilized mitoch? You're the kasha? That's Rebbe Chanan's asking on Tosis. You follow me?
You just at that moment before you cover it, you could utilize mitoch in theory, and then the fact that we tell you to cover it.
No, but the second that I see a kiwi, I don't want it around. So the only time I'm delaying is because I'm going to do it. I'm going to take care of it tomorrow. From that moment that I see it, I want to get rid of it. I just can't do it on Yontif, so I'll get rid of it tomorrow. From the second that it is, I'm not over the issue.
Can you say that you are over the issue the whole time, and then when you burn it, you're
retroactive? But Tosis says I'm not. That's the thing.
Yeah, but when you burn it, you retroactively erase it.
That's not what Tosis says, Donnie. He says, every second I'm not over because I'm Masha Amanas Lavaro. Right. It's a good thought, but that's not what Tosa says. Tosa says, if I leave it over, I'm not slavara, I'm not over every second. Yeah, that's Tosa's Chiddush. Tosa's Chiddush in Psachim, the Maizah says, I'm not Shachametz, I'm not slavara, I'm sorry. Okay? Mixes. I got to mix this. Yeah, Tosa has the Chiddush. Let me read you the Lashon. Amazing Chiddush. So Rabbi Chonon wants to put everything together that the two Tosim shouldn't argue. I'll just read you the Lashon. Mikam Mochiach Ri. It's five lines on the bottom. Shemasha Chometz with Pesach with Daita Levar ain't over Bosa Shehiyah. You're not over. So it's a great Kasha that Rabbi Chonon asks here. Amazing Kasha. And as I said, Nochem and Avram point out beautifully, maybe our Tosas is cholik on that. And you are over. And if you are over every second, then there's a need to get rid of it. Say mitoch. The only reason I can't because of Muxa. That's what our Tosas is. Okay. You could say like that. Rabbi Chonon didn't want to say like that. So if you say like Rabbi Chonon, how do you answer the Kasha? So if you look in the Divrei Yecheskel, Simon Yud Osvav, Rabbi Yecheskel Bornstein, I think his great-great-grandson is a Rebbe in the high school, Simon Yud Osvav. Simon Yud Osvav, he says an amazing answer. He says, you're right. You're not over this Olava by Rabbi Matzah, but what are you over every second? The mitzvah says of Tashpisu. The mitzvah says of burning it. That you're over every second. And therefore, that makes it a what? Sarach Hayom. And therefore, he could say mitoch.
What does that mean, you're over the aseh?
There's an essay of Tashbisu. Burn the chametz, Hashem said.
But conceptually, what does that mean? Right? How are you over an aseh?
If I have an opportunity to do it and I don't do it, Nani, the clock starts ticking.
Right, but that's not like an isser in order to...
Sure it is. It's an isser essay. It's an isser essay. If a person, God forbid, doesn't put on tefillin, it's a sesser. I don't know if it's a whole question whether Tashbisu is an Isser essay or not, but let's assume it is. But even if let's assume it is an Isser essay. But even if it's not, I mean, Mavakul Mitzvah, Poshup Shad, it's an Isser essay. An Isser essay, like Rav Shekhtish Lida taught us, is Lo'olam Bem Tavodu. You have to keep an Evakan in a state of servitude. There's an Isser to Meshachrir. The Torah doesn't say Al Teshachrir. The Torah says Lo'olam Bem Tavodu. An Isser essay, for all intents and purposes, like a lav, except with the exception of Malkus, we paskin don't get Malkus, but it's Torah articulates the Isser not in a negative way.
So you follow me? It's different from every other mitzvah.
Right, it's not like a lulav or tefillin, it's a little different. Right. So therefore, every second you're over the Isser, he wants to say. Right. Okay?
That's the
Divrei Yecheskel that says if you put the two Tosim together, the Divrei Yecheskel Simen Yud Osvav says that there, you know, it might not be over by Rabbi Yamatzah, but there is an Isser Tashpisu every second. Meila could say mitoch. And the reason why I can't burn it is because of what, Daniel? Because of books, a side problem. Now, this is all against the Kesef Mishnah. Please get it down. The Kesef Mishnah there points out that it's not true. He said the mitzvah of Sreifas Chametz you can do tomorrow. There's no burning requirement to do it today. You're an onus. You can't do it today. That's what he writes. He's an onus, he says. Aye, he points out Lamaisa. Well, because in this is the Rabban Muksa, we allow you to be over by Rabbi Amatze. Number one, Chacham also chizikli divrayim. Yes, Chacham said yes. Listen to this Muksa. I don't care whether you'll be over that Isra. Number two, he says to be over this Muksa, you have to do a kum veset. To be over by Rabbi Amatze, it's a shev al tase. I'm more comfortable being over b'shev al tase than kum veset. Even though one's the rice and one's the Rabban. Get these terutzim down. Kesef Mishnah says two things. He says, do the muksa. Because of muksa, I'm over by Rabbi Amatzi. Two answers. Number one, the Chum also chizik with Divrayim, yes. Chum were more interested, more machazik, the Drabban and the Yoyz, so we don't have people in the Mazaz of the Drabban. Number two is when you do the muksa, you're over at Bekum Vese. Whereas the Bayerah Amatzi is done Mesheva Altase. I'm much more comfortable being over at Mesheva Altase.
Explain the chizik,
yeah, we have that a lot in Shas. The Chum didn't want the people to Mezalzel and didn't the Rabbanan
done. You're over and their
yes, the Chum made a chizik. They were more concerned with that. At the end of the day, he says, like you said, at the end of the day, you're not over anyway because it's an onus. You know what I'm saying? He really wants to, but he's an onus. So you're not going to be over, he says. You know what I'm saying? You're really not going to be over. But the truth is, he points out earlier, and he says, Sreifas Kachim can be done tomorrow. Sreifas Kachin can be done tomorrow. This also could be done tomorrow. And number two is Avram and Nochem pointed out, there's no Hana, Lashum Goof. You can't say Mitoch, he says in this case. He doesn't understand the usage of Mitoch. He Poshit doesn't understand the usage of Mitoch. that Tosfos says here. He says, why is this mitoch? This is not hanah l'what? This is not hanah shavah l'kol nefesh. Here there's no hanah l'shum guf. What hanah is there, he says. You only see mitoch on hanah that's a shavah l'kol nefesh. What kind of hanah is here? That's what he's bothered by. So once you get those 3-4 points that we said from the Kesef Mishnah. Number one, he said, halacha l'maaseh, you can burn it tomorrow. You can burn it tomorrow. Mitzvah Shavas Chametz can be done tomorrow. Therefore, you should not matter midin mitoch. That's number one. Number two, he says, halacha l'maaseh, there's no hanala what? There's no hanala choguf. Who says you can say mitoch? For two reasons you don't say mitoch. Number one, you can do it tomorrow. Number two is what? Number two, there's no tzarach l'hanas aguf. Number three, he says, why can't you be over this Rav Moksa? Be over the Muslim, save you from the Sidra. Or number two, you have to be over a Kumbetsa, which we're not comfortable with. And then he quoted the Rabbeinu Menoch, which he said earlier, that you're not allowed to carry it out, because when you're carrying it out, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah tashbisa. So this is the pshat l'maisa, the shtickle Torah we want to say here, on this Raya of the Taisis. Okay, we got it? Viter Daniel in the Taisis. Yeah, quickly, Daniel. Simon Yudos Vav. Okay, go ahead, Daniel. Viter now in the Taisis. Go ahead. Go ahead. If you cook Gid HaNashon, not if you eat it, terrible thing. It's a lav min atur to eat Gid HaNashon. Sciatic nerve. Go ahead to Beishamai. You're looking for cooking. Rabbana Shalom. You're not loki according to Basil? What kind of tzarach hayom is eating gira noshen? You needed to eat the gira noshen on yontif? It's a joke. Why you like it, Taisa says. Go ahead. Why aren't you loki? You should be loki. Go ahead. Even though it's not considered ochel nefesh because Isser's riding on it. Aval what? Mikomakom. That's a big chiddush, no? The bottom line is you ate the thing. So your cooking was for eating. It's off the map. It's off the map. I don't care, Lamaisa. I don't care. Any eating is considered to be under the rubric of mitoch. I don't care even if it's non-kosher food. That's an amazing chiddush. The bottom line is you ate it. You're not allowed to cook for a non-Jew. You're not allowed to cook for a Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to cook for a dog. But the food itself, if you're cooking it for you, even though it's not kosher, he says you're not loken. That's an amazing chiddush. But I want to back it up with the following. Yesterday, we got to in the Gemara the point about the deer. Did everyone see that? Yes? The guys who weren't here yesterday, we got to the deer. Did you get to that? The deer is mutter based on what venison is usually not eaten by everyone. But the Gemara distinguishes between venison, the deer, and the case of mugmar. Mugmar is usser on yontif. Because that's for mefunakim, for spoiled people. Even though many people don't eat deer, but it is called food. And what is the distinction? So I want you to get this down. The Shita Mekubetza says, you know what the distinction is? Ein lechalek b'midi d'achilum. Anything that's food is, by definition, a davar ashavlikol nefesh. I don't care whether it's what? Whether it's something that is what normally eaten or not. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Reish Chesadi says the same thing. Wow. Any food which might not be shavu'l kol nefesh, but mikomok ikar achila shavu'l kol nefesh. As long as it's edible, Avram, that distinguishes between what? Venison. Deer is okay for ochel nefesh, based on mitoch, whereas the mugmar, to make your kalim, your clothes, aroma nice, that is off the map, because that's not, any in yoni achila is okay. So I want to say, based on that shittim kubetzes, Daniel, you got me? How the Shittim Gavetz Masber that Gemara? We worked on it. What's the chiluk in the Gemara between Mugmar and Tzvi? So that's what the Shittim Gavetzis says. So I'm saying, echoing that, that's what Taisus means here. I don't care whether the food is kosher or not. The bottom line, it's food. And the guy ended up eating it. Memeilo, you're not local, you could say mitoch. Now, what's a different Hesber in the Gemara? Different than the Shittim? Please get it. A different Hesber might be as follows. Okay? The Rashba seems to say, and this is Pshat Rashi. Rashba says, the Kachsaka that is Shovel Kol Nefesh Shematsu Yetzel Kol Nefesh Kamrin. Ubeteres Perish the Svi Sarach Kol Nefesh the Muslim Hu. Avamugra and Sarach Al Istinis Bilvah. Klomar. Kevin Shias Svi Hu Muslim Lakol Olam. Venison can be eaten by everyone in the world. Vatam Shanim in Ochlum also in Oel Mishum Shana Matsu Lem. The reason why poor people don't eat venison is because it's not around. But if it was around, they would eat it. So the Rashba, the Maram, and Rashi give a little bit of a different pshat than the Shita. Shita says food in general, everything's okay. You follow me? Food in general, everything is okay. It's a din, like the Sefer HaChinuch says. That's the pshat of what? Of the Shita B'Kubetzis and the Chinuch. Food is off the map. I'm saying Tos is echoing that. A different pshat in the Gemara is Rashi, Rashba, and the Ramaram who say what? It's not pshat that food is off the map, but rather, what's the pshat? The pshat is that just because venison doesn't come to some people's table, it's not a chisaron. If it would come to their table as a gift, they would eat it. But from today until tomorrow, this man will never do mugmar on his kelim. That is for mufunakim. And that will never be done. If a poor man would be given venison as a gift, he would eat it. Those are two pshatim in the Gemara. But the first pshat I'm saying, Daniel, is echoed by this Taisus when he says, well, achla, if you eat the giranash and you say mitok, it gets rid of the malchus. You hear what I'm saying? I'm bringing a riot, Kibi. You got it? From that reading of the Gemara. Follow me? That's the chiddush you want to suggest. If you say like the shita in the chinuch, achila's off the mat, and the lashon was in l'chalik ben midi da achila. That's what Taisus means. Even non-kosher food, Taisus is saying, we use mitok. Yes, Daniel.
Also, you can say that just like it's the same as far, like the deer, just like if people would have deer, they would eat it. So also the gid and actually, let's say it would be kosher, people would also eat it. It's just because it's not kosher, I don't.
Okay, it's an interesting svar. I thought you were going to say to me if a guy was starving to death, because nefesh, you could eat it. So you could come up with such a scenario, right? You can't get that out of your mouth by the aroma and the kalim. The guy needed it. He doesn't need it for pikuach nefesh. So you come up with a case, the guy's in the Sahara Desert, the only thing he needs is the sciatic nerve.
Then he wouldn't even need mitoch.
I'm just saying that, you're right, I'm just saying there's a theoretical case where it could be eaten, and that's what Daniel's saying. It's just us, you follow me? But I could come up with a case where it's mutter to eat. I never come up with a case for mufunakim to burn the spices so that an aroma rises up to make your clothes smell good. That's the distinction.
In a case of honest.
What'd you say? What kind of holiness? What do you need a mugmar for?
No, someone sticks a gun to his head and says, do mugmar.
Okay, all right.
And that's a case where it's mutter.
That's a case where it would be mutter to do. Not do mugmar. Okay, it's a case.
How would that happen?
Case, all right. But Lamaisa, well, I think then you have to go back to what Daniel's saying. It's really food, but just there's an isser on it, Lamaisa. Okay, there's an isser on it. Okay. Okay, go ahead, Daniel. Fight or not? Let's go, guys. Venir Liri. Tulsus adds out in the kud. What about carrying a baby outside? Carrying a baby outside, what's the din? It's mutter on Yontif. Mutter because that's Tzorach Hayom. You want the baby to go out, to take the baby on a walk? Why not? That's Tzorach Hayom. What's the chiddush of that? Carrying a baby, what's wrong with carrying a baby? You guys tell me. Every line of things, can't skip it. What's the problem? Problem is caring. Chai nosi atzatzo. If you carry a human being, you're not over. We possibly have nosim because he could carry himself. But a baby can't carry himself. He can't walk. So Gemara says you don't say chai nosi atzatzo by a tino. So theoretically, it should be over in Israel. So I say mitoch the tzarach hayom to carry the baby out on the trip. Go ahead. Umiu. Oh, now Tosa says you carry for a goy. Say a goy wants to carry something in the street. I know it's awesome. Go ahead. He thinks it's awesome. You're awesome. Go ahead.
Kidemashmo. בריש פרק ראשון מדבר, דאמר יום טוב שיכל להיות ערב שבת, רבי אומר, ירבין עירובי חצרות, אבל לא עירובי חצרות.
לפי?
לפי שאתה עושה בדבר האסור לו. ואי אתה עושה בדבר המותר לו, על מה לא תיקו עירובי חצרות ביום טוב. היו הדין דלא גזרו בגרמנית.
אוקיי. So we have to be makim a few things here. There are three levels, let's say, for our purposes of Isser of carrying. You could carry Rosh Hashanah Rabin to Rosh Hashanah Yochid, which is Nisa D'Oraisa. Yes? If you go from Rosh Hashanah Rabin to Rosh Hashanah Yochid, with an Akira and a Hanocha, you're over Nisa D'Oraisa. If you carry Arba Amos to Rosh Hashanah Rabin, you're over Nisa D'Oraisa. Correct? Then there's a second level called a Carmelis. What's a Carmelis? Let's say, Lamaisa, Carmelis would be let's say a situation, according to some Rishonim, let's say you'd have three walls, okay? Some Rishonim say three walls are Rosh Hashanah Yochid, but let's assume like the Rishonim and say you need four walls to have a Rosh Hashanah Yochid in a square. Anything less than four walls, let's say you have three walls, would be called a Carmelis, okay? Let's assume like that. So Machlokes in Rishonim. But that's what a Carmelis. Carmelis carrying is an Issur D'Rabbanan. Then there's a third level called, a lower level D'Rabbanan called carrying from one Chatzar to another Chatzar. Without an Erev Chatzeris, which allows it to carry from one Chatzar to another Chatzar. Right? That's a third, a lower level of Siddur Rabbanan. Okay? Now, Tosus points out here, he thought that originally it was usher to carry for a Goy, and then he says, but people do it. Why? Because the Rosh Mishnah said we don't have Rosh Hashanah Rabin nowadays. Let's get this down. What are the, it's late already. How many conditions do you need for Rosh Hashanah Rabin? To make a Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Tet Zayin Amo. According to Rashi and Tosos, Sheish Meos Elef Anashim. You need 600,000 people walking in it. What's number three? It must be Mefulish Mishar Lashar. It has to be what? It has to be straight. Number four, it has to be Eina Makura. It has to have no roof on top of it. Throughout the whole length of it.
These are all necessary
conditions to be labeled Rosh Hashanah Rabin. Number five is it's considered to be what? Shel Rabin. It's not owned by anyone. Those are the five conditions that are needed. Tet Zayin Amo, Sheish Meos Elef Anashim, only according to Rashi and Tosfos. The Rambam doesn't have this, therefore it's much easier to have Rosh Hashanah Rabin according to the Rambam. Rambam doesn't have this requirement. Only Rashi and Tosfos do. It's Mefulish Mishar Lashar, straight. It's not Makura, and it's owned by the Rabbi. Those are five conditions I want you to get.
That's not an Amma, it's like
60 feet. Well, a foot and a half is an Amma, so however it means, 40 feet, whatever it is.
So what's considered like outside on the street? There's no street that's that wide. Unless you're talking about...
I think it is. Amsterdam is 40 feet wide from one curb to the other. Probably is 40 feet.
40
yeah.
feet?
Yeah, that's what we assume. 16 Amma. An Amma is a foot and a half. So maybe it's less than 30, 35 feet. I don't know. 16. What's 16 times 1.5?
It's 24.
24, much less. 24, 25, correct. Not 40. Okay? But Lamaisa.
St. Nicholas, for sure.
So let's get Tysus. Let's get the Tysus. What does Tysus say? He says, caring for a goy is what is usher. And then he changed his mind. And then he says, but people do it. So he said, the Rosh Mishnah say, well, there's no Rosh Hashanah Rabin anyway nowadays. So the best we're talking about is the Rabbanan of Carmelis. At least theirs they didn't have. Because it wasn't 16 Amos wide. On Yontif, there's no Isser of carrying. Just like we don't find the Erev Chatzeres was enacted on Yontif. Because what does it say in the Gemara there, Daniel? Let's get this din. Yontif that comes out on Friday. If you forgot to make an Erev Chatzeres, Erev Tchumen, what does Rebbe say you can do? Rebbe HaKadosh. You can make an Erev Chatzeres on Friday, even though it's Yontif for Shabbos. Because there's no problem making Erev Chatzeres on Yontif. It's mutter to carry anyway. So it's not like you're misaking anything for Yontif. So what you did is not necessary for Yontif. You're doing it for Shabbos, so that's okay. But you're not allowed to make an Erev Tchumen because there's an Isser Tchumen on Shabbos and on Yontif. You're not allowed to misaken an Erev Tchumen in the middle of Yontif. You should have done it beforehand. You can't do it on Yontif. But you see from this whole discussion that there's no Erev Chatzeres on Yontif. Just like there's no Erev Chatzeres on Yontif, he says, who did not? They didn't make an Erev on Carmelis either. There's no Isser Rabbanan of a Carmelis on Yontif. Yontif, everything is okay. So Memeila, that's why you're allowed to carry for the Goy. Because at best anyway, it's a Carmelis anyway. And they made no Xer anyway. So Memela, that's our allowed to carry. Everyone got that, Chlor? Oh, you're not allowed.
What is that referring to?
There is no Isser on something that's Mutter. Meaning it's Mutter to make Erev Chatzeris on Yontif because it's Mutter on Yontif to carry. So the Erev Chatzeris you're doing is for preparation for Shabbos. That's okay. You follow me?
Yeah.
I don't know why it's not a problem in making from what? Why is it not a problem in making from what? From Yontif to Shabbos. I'll tell you why, because it's an esoteric hachana. You're not doing anything physically, you know. You're not doing anything halachically on malacha. You follow me?
Yeah.
You are preparing, though. So it means, I'm glad you asked me that. What is lefishata osru b'davar osrulo? You're osering this something that's osrulo, meaning that what? You can't make an Erev Tchumen, because Erev Tchumen is osar on Yontif, and therefore you can't make it on Yontif. We osr making Erev Tchumen on something that's already osar on Yontif. But you're allowed, it's mutter to make an Erev Chatzeris on Yontif, where it's mutter anyway. Oh, so therefore you see Befeir says mutter. Go ahead, Daniel. Hada Kaimelan. He takes that out. He takes that out in Perakamida Bay. Go ahead. He just says Perakamida Bay. He takes out Perakamulo, the ghost of Tziyun. Rishash does. Go ahead. Oh, now we're backing out of it. What is the topic of Yesh Erev Otsa mean? What is the topic of Yesh Erev Otsa mean? That there's an Isser of carrying on Yontif, and you have to make an Erev Chatzeris. And that's the way we say we paskin. You're not allowed to carry something on Yontif for no reason, if you don't need it. Go ahead, what's the Raya, Nira? Oh, he backs out of it, it's not a problem. Yesh Erev Otsa, it implies there isn't a... No, that was talking about Tchumen. Oh, so then he's going back out of it. No, the phrase Yesh Erev Otsa L'maisa, it's a little bit sure, you're right. It means carry yourself. That's what you have to say. There's an issue of Tchumen L'maisa on Yontif, and he says when that topic comes up, it meant Tchumen. So at this point now, I'm allowed to carry for a goy. Then he goes out of Vishuv, go ahead, Daniel. He retracts. He says, not true. Go ahead. Just because there was no Takana of Erev Chatzeris, don't transfer that to Carmelis. The what? Because there's a higher level of Carmelis more than the lower than Chatzah Shein Murebis. Go ahead. Come on. Like I was Mazbim Masechah Shabbos. V'od. Go ahead. Erev Chatzeris, Meir. It's talking about Erev Chatzeris. Not Erev Tchumen. Go ahead. Midu Boyi. Yom Kippurim. The Tanakh holds there's no issue of carrying on Yom Kippur. Go ahead. Chayiv. The Tanakh says you carry Chayiv. It was Nosar. It was Kodesh. And it was what? Your Chayiv four Chatos. Okay? The four Chatos says the Tanakh. Your Chayiv four Chatos. If you carry all those things out. Okay? And an Asham. A Tommy ate Chaylev. It was Nosar and it was Yom Kippurim. You ate on Yom Kippur. There are four Chatos and one Asham. What does Remeir add on? Go ahead.
Okay.
What does Remeir say? And Remeir says over there, if you carry on Shabbos, what do you want? You're Chayev. If you're eating it in your mouth and you walk outside on Shabbos. What does that apply, guys? What does that apply? That what? Both according to the Tanakhama and Remeir Kibi, there's no Isser of carrying on Yom Kippur. What this shows is the what we said earlier is not correct. What this shows is that Eish Erev Otsa is talking about what? Carrying Erev Chatzeris, not Tchumen. That's Toysis Raya.
Right for what?
He's trying to prove the phrase Eish Erev Otsa is talking about Chatzeris and not Tchumen, Dani. Remember, he just got out of the. Earlier he said, it's talking near the Ayurveda of Tchumen. Then he says, Yeshuv Chazerbo. It's not true. Yesh Erevo Tzah is talking about what? The phrase in Shas is talking about what? Chatzeris. Not Tchumen. Erev Chatzeris means caring. That's what it means. Everyone agrees, Kibi, the Tanakam and Remeir, that there's no Isser of caring on Yom Kippur. We don't paskin like that. We paskin Yesh Erevo Tzah be Yom Kippur. But both the Tanaim say, lemaisa that. But what we Tosfos trying to prove that phrase shows that what it's talking about here in Chatzer is not Tchumen. That's what Tosfos meant. Not what I was saying before in Seder. That was wrong. We have an apostle, there is Yeshayer Volotsov Yom Kippur. Now I'm not a Kirin Yom Kippur. Wasn't proving. He was trying to prove the topic means Chatzeris. Go ahead. We got to do a Rikud also for Meir Simchi. But you guys don't have college today, correct? No? Someone has college? Okay, let's finish up the Tosfos. Go ahead.
Friday classes.
Does anyone have Friday classes?
Yeah.
You do? Nachum, what time?
Three.
Oh, okay, we got to finish. Okay, so Lamaisa, we're up to the Vechein. So Lamaisa, just to summarize this, okay? Then we got to do Riku. Okay? It's like, Nachum, are you going though? Then I got to ask that one. It's like Rav Fishel Schechter once said, he has so many jokes, I'll tell you another time. He made a chasana for his daughter and he gave a shiur the next day. So he said, he had all these jokes, so you know, he says he had a close friend and the guy didn't come to the chasana unless he thought he was a close friend. So he says to, the close friend says to him, he says, I couldn't make the chasana because my cousin had a chasana. So Rav Fisher Shever said he couldn't hold himself back. So he said, did you go to your cousin's chasana? He said, no. That's what I'm saying the same thing. Nachum, are you going to the class at 3? Right? Okay, so let's just summarize the Tosfos. At the last point that we just get, caring a baby is okay. Tzorach hayom ksas. What about caring for a goy? He first started off saying that it was usher. Then he said, everyone does it. Why does everyone do it? Because they're karmelis. And they didn't make exera there of chatzeris. So there's no problem at all. You can carry for a goy. And then he says, no way. He backs out of that. And he says, before he backs out, he says, the phrase in Shas is referring to Tchumen. That Tchumen is Asar Nav, Yesher Votzah. Then he backs out of it. No way. It's Asar to carry for a goy. What is the phrase Yesher Votzah referring to? Carrying. And even though you're allowed to carry in a Chatzashenim Urevis, on Yantip, but you're not allowed to carry in a Karmelis. And that's the way we paskin. A lot of guys think you can do everything you want on Yantip and carry. It's not true. There's a Machlokas, the Chavetz Chaim, and a Moshe, if you have a keychain. And you have a key to your closet, which you don't need on Yontif, and you have a key to your house, can you carry that key, that extra key, which you're not going to use on Yontif? Chavetz Chaim says yes, based on Ribu Shirim. Rav Moshe says in the English language are called keys. But al pi halacha, it's not mutter, it's a different chefsa. There's no heter to carry that key. Take it off before Yontif. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow, Bishop.
Oh, it's a shame to me, oh, it's a shame to me, oh, it's a shame to me.
Okay, let's stop.
What's the daven?
Very simple.
Awesome.